Ellen G. White and her sons. Sometime during 1911, Ellen White made known certain matters that had been revealed to her years earlier, but that she, on God's instruction, had discreetly withheld from all, both family and church officials. This had to do with the interrelationship between the mother and her two sons, Edson and William. In this connection, the angel instructed her, "This matter is not to be open to your children, for both are to be proved. The time will come when you may have to speak all that I shall give you." In the earlier years of her ministry, although not influenced by her husband, she had, in her writing and sermons, leaned upon him for encouragement, counsel, and support. She also sought his aid in preparing her writings for publication. Of this she wrote in 1906. "While my husband lived, he acted as a helper and counselor in the sending out of the messages that were given to me. We traveled extensively. Sometimes light would be given to me in the night season, sometimes in the daytime before large congregations. The instruction I received in vision was faithfully written out by me, as I had time and strength for the work. Afterward we examined the matter together, my husband correcting grammatical errors and eliminating needless repetition. Then it was carefully copied for the persons addressed, or for the printer.
DF 107 grams, the writing and sending out of the testimonies to the church, p. 4.
After James White's death in 1881, she had leaned more and more on her son William to assist her in her travels and to counsel her. In this, church leaders were pleased. Unselfishly and tirelessly he stood by her side with a good understanding of what was expected of him, not to influence or attempt to guide, but to assist. He was oblivious to frequent criticisms that came as the result of this working arrangement. But what gave Ellen White confidence was the word that came from the Lord to her regarding the trustworthiness of William and the manner in which he was guided by the Holy Spirit. He had proved himself, and as Ellen White neared the close of her work, it was appropriate that she should disclose what she had held in her heart. In fact, she was instructed to do so. In this disclosure, both sons are brought to view. What is revealed can best be understood in the light of the events through the years, some of which have been brought to the fore in this biography. The document she has left us seems to be more of a memorandum than a testimony. "I will appoint both your children that they shall strengthen your hands in sound judgment. But your youngest son shall carry the work with you. I will be his wisdom, I will be his judgment, and he shall work out in connection with his mother the important matter to come before the people. Both will be your helpers, in perfect agreement in conducting different lines in missionary work, standing firmly, unitedly, for great battles are to be fought. Your sons are of different temperaments. Your youngest will be your dependents, but the eldest shall be my minister to open the word to very many people and to organize the work in various lines. Temptations will come to the eldest that preference in judgment shall be given to him above the youngest. But this cannot be. Both are to be guided by the light given their mother, and stand in perfect harmony. Let no jealousy come in because of the position I have appointed the youngest. I have put my spirit upon him, and if the eldest will respect the position given the youngest, both shall become strong to build up the work in different lines. The eldest must be standing as ready to be counseled by the youngest, for I have made him my counselor. There is to be no contention, no strife, no division, because I have given him from his birth special traits of character which the eldest has not. The Lord said, I will prove them both, but both must stand distinct and separate from influences which will be brought to bear to break up the plans I have marked out. But the youngest is fitted for a work that will make him counselor, receiving the words from his mother. Both must carefully consider matters that I shall give. These things are not to be revealed to either until I shall instruct you, for both are to be proved. The time will come when you may have to speak all that I shall give you. There will be a determination on the part of Satan to disarrange and break up my plan. A constant, ever-increasing confidence in the Word of God, and in the light given my servant, will keep these two workers blended, but the younger must be counselor, when needed, to the elder. Now you are at this period to open this matter to your sons. The instruction given, if obeyed, will be able to place things on the right bearing. You as a mother have suffered much, but you have not failed nor been discouraged. The eldest son has been sorely tempted, and if he had closed his ears and heart to unwise counselors, he would have stood a strong man. Now after he knows my purpose, the eldest must be transformed and the youngest must stand in the counsel of the Lord. He has borne his test wisely, and the Lord will help him to continue the work appointed. The instruction molded Ellen White's attitude toward her sons and when revealed was an encouragement to W.C. White. It would continue to be so in the days that followed, some of them difficult days. As questions were raised on inspiration, some of them sparked by the work done on the 1911 edition of The Great Controversy, W.C. White could stand in strength in his positions and attitudes molded by a closeness to his mother's work and subject to the influence of the Spirit of God. The effect on Edson was less noticeable. He continued to the close of his life to make a contribution to the cause of God, the last of which was in the production of evangelistic visual materials.